My name is Shirley Fine Lee. I am the Meeting Wizard, and I'm here today to share some meeting tips from my book, Rah Rah, A Meeting Wizard's Approach. The tip I'd like to share today is on assigning action items. And the best way to assign action items is to do it as the meeting goes along. You'll hear actions come up while you're discussing the various topics during the meeting. So go ahead and write them down right then. Don't wait till the end to try to figure out what all your actions are. If you do that, you'll forget one. So just capture them someplace. The best place to capture them is on a marker board or flip chart where everybody can see them. And if somebody goes ahead and volunteers for an action, go ahead and write their name down. But if they don't, you can assign them at the end. That's usually the best process, is assigning at the end. That way you don't interrupt your meeting flow. But you are getting the actions captured as you go along. When you get ready to assign your actions at the end of the meeting, you need to be sure that you use the 3W method. The 3 W's are what, who, and when. The what is the task that needs to be done, usually done outside the meeting. What exactly needs to happen? What are the actions they need to do, the task they need to perform, the report they need to run, the chart they need to create, whatever that action might be. You list that. Then the who is going to actually complete the task. That is assigned usually at the end of the meeting. So that can be a volunteer, or it can be someone who is assigned. If the person is in the meeting who is taking the action, then you usually don't need to give them any further explanation because they've heard all the discussion. They know what is expected of them. So you can just write a short description what it is they need to do and who's going to do it. Now, if the person that you're assigning the action to is not in the meeting, you will need to make sure that you also assign an action to someone else to explain what it is the group actually needs to be accomplished in that action. If you don't do this, if you don't assign it to someone that's in the meeting to tell the other person that you assigned it to what it is you need them to do, then you're not likely to get exactly what you wanted, because if you just write it in the minutes and then send them a copy of the minutes, they may or may not see their name on there. Or if they do, they may misunderstand what it is you want. So be sure that you assign someone who is in the meeting to explain to whoever's outside the meeting to assign an action to exactly what it is the group wants. Then the third W was when. When do you need the action done by? Now this one's left off by a lot of teams, and that's probably why their meetings aren't as productive and effective as they could be, because people don't know when they need to have things done by outside the meeting. You need to assign a when. When is the action that you've assigned due, so that that person who's got the action can better manage their time. They can actually put it on their calendar when they need to get it done by. And if it's a big action, you know, something that's going to take quite a bit of time, they can kind of plan it out on their calendar in their to-do list, what they need to do each day in order to accomplish what the team has asked them to do. Now you can ask whoever is going to do the action, if they volunteer to do it, to volunteer a date they think it, they can get it done by. And usually they'll know that because of what they know, other projects and things they have to do, so they can plan. If other actions depend on their getting actions done first, like you may have somebody who's going to take the data that Jim and Sue gather from their test group, and then he's going to chart, analyze the data and chart it for the team so that you can better understand it by just looking at a chart versus having someone explain it. So that, the gathering the data has to come before the charting. So you have to assign a due date that's before when you want the chart to come to the next meeting. And the person who's doing the chart has to have enough time allowed in order to create it. So usually you want to make those actions due at least a day or two apart. So that's the when part. So you can plan your, the individuals can plan their time, and so that groups, where groups are, of people are concerned, they can actually plan the project together. When, after you've got your actions listed in the 3 W's, what, who, and when, then you need to be sure they're put in the meeting minutes so you can track them. What I also suggest is in your minutes, you do not delete them when they're done. You just track them in the next meeting as completed. That gives the person who did the action credit for the action and makes them more productive outside the meeting. Plus, if you are sending out a meeting reminder of your meetings, where they're going to be and the dates and stuff, include any actions that are due before that meeting date, so that people, before or by that meeting date, so that people can also make sure if they haven't started on them, they get started on them and have them done by the next meeting. I want to thank you very much for your time. Again, this was Shirley Lee, the Meeting Wizard, and these were tips from my book, Rah-Rah, a Meeting Wizard's Approach on Assigning Action Items.